Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 13, Finding a Land. Suleiman agrees to show Amar the landscapes where he could build his residence. He accompanies Amar and Albert on the land hunt. He leads them to an open ground near the orchard of grapevines where a group of youngsters were playing football.
"Look at this place, Amar. It is surrounded with scenic beauty. Orchards on one side, and flower beds on the other. The people here are friendly, and social too. Also, the crowd here is of younger looking group. Basically those youngsters who died at a pretty young age. I believe that you shall have a great company here. Now, the good news is that this land has already been cleared by the civil panel, as it is of no developmental interest to them. This means that you can start the work immediately."
Amar looks around and examines the land, which appears pretty large and spacious. But it was far away from Albert and Tina's residence.
"Thank you so much, Suleiman, for selecting such a marvelous place for me. This crowd seems to be of my type, but..."
But what? Didn't you like the place?"
"No. Please. Don't take it that way. These days, I stay with Albert and Tina. As their guest. I have got a good group of friends already. So would prefer a location that is near to their residence. If you do not mind?"
"Well. I guess that you are missing something here, Amar. This is not Earth, where you have to travel a lot and feel tired. We souls can fly and reach our destination within the span of a wink. Some can even teleport, so you see. Distance here is actually illusionary."
"I agree, Suleiman, but I would feel more comfortable near them."
Suleiman agrees to show him the pieces of land at some place nearby Albert and Tina's residence. But he warns him that he won't get the land as good as the one that he had shown him there, as the place where they stayed was crowded. And so left with lesser amount of land for constructing residences. He takes them to another place, which was closer to Albert and Tina's residence. They pass through a narrow lane across the row houses. A very small land of around 400 square feet appeared to be available just behind their residence in the neighboring colony.
"This is the only place left here. Not so large and spacious, unlike the one that we saw earlier. The neighbors here are a bit strange, so I can't guarantee you as to how well you shall be able to get along with them.
Besides, this crowd is too noisy and good at nagging. If you miss the daily television soaps which are relayed on Earth, you can feel free to settle down here."
While they discuss, they hear a loud female voice somewhere from a nearby apartment.
"Monty Bobby! Oh Monty Bobby! Monty Bobby! Are you sleeping?"
This harsh voice continued until there was a reply.
"No, I was feeding Papu. He keeps watching cartoon the whole day and forgets to eat. But what happened, Shala Ben? Why were you calling me? Is your cable working? None of my channels are seen on TV." "Yes, it is working fine. My husband was just seeing a documentary on ghosts on Discovery Channel. You know, they say the ghosts are there. The scientists have recorded them in video camera. They were showing that. Oh Monty Bobby, don't scare me. I am scared of ghosts. When they catch us, it is very dangerous."
Amar gets puzzled. He couldn't understand what those simpletons were up to. While Suleiman and Albert both seem to be enjoying the scene.
"What in the heavens is going on? Why are these ladies behaving in such a weird way? Some Papu is fed. Someone watches a documentary on spirits and other lady is afraid of spirit. Even when she herself is a spirit?
This place is specially crowded by those families who lost their lives in natural calamities. And so, they are still stuck up in their early roles. Mother-in-law nags her daughter-in-law, who in turn back answers her, etc., etc. This is a state where even after death, they are not realizing, or rather have not accepted the fact, that they are dead.
It's like they still think that this is some part of Earth, and they have been just reallocated to some safer place.
But how can Papu eat?
Because he is hungry. But keeping jokes apart, it's something very serious that needs to be tackled. Dakshini tried to explain them that they are no longer in their human forms. But they never agree. Besides, what they cook and eat is just an illusionary vision. Papu isn't really eating. He is fed illusionary food, which again is nothing but the stray energy.
Now to add to what Albert mentioned, how exactly do they feel after eating it? I am not sure. But I do admit that I had once tried to eat a candy floss, which actually felt to me as if I am biting a cloud.
So strange. Didn't ever Mahesh or even Lord Vedal try to make them realize the reality?
As per Mahesh, there will be an enlightened soul who will release them from this lock. But until then, we need to leave them alone.
So Amar, you have two options now. Make up your mind quickly so that I can get to work. This place will need clearance, not just from civil panel, but also an approval from these choosy residents.
Well, this place is closer to Albert's house. But I feel congested here. Besides, these noises and such a weird behavior will make me forget who I actually am.
So, should I prepare that orchard land for you? That area is called the Green Field, as it is surrounded by orchards, gardens, and farms. Also, those youngsters are aware who they are, so you won't face this dilemma there.
Amar still hesitates.
Suleiman, are you sure that this is the only land which is left here?
Well, you see, there is one more parcel of land somewhere around here. But again, it's a bit far away.
Where? And how far?
Not much. Just two colonies away from here.
Amar decides to try out that option. Suleiman takes them to an open land, which was bigger than the one seen in that crazy colony.
This is it. No crazy settlements around. You shall have independence. The only glitch is that it's a bit far from Albert's house.
Suleiman and Albert turn towards Amar and find him lost in his thoughts, staring at something with a smile on his face. They try to look in the direction that had caught his attention and notice Dakshini decorating her balcony. Albert smiles at Suleiman and whispers in Amar's ears.
Beautiful, isn't she?
Just beautiful? She is the most beautiful damsel I have ever seen.
What if she gets married to Pinto?
Who the hell is this Pinto?
Albert was just pulling your leg. Nobody's marrying her until you do.
Amar blushes with a wide smile, which they notice.
So that's the reason you did not select the green field and put up my home as an excuse. You are her secret admirer, aren't you? In love with her?
No. Nothing is such. It's just that she is beautiful and I just admire her.
So no harm if she marries Pinto. You can admire her anyways.
Who's this Pinto again? She is mine. Oops.
So, lover boy, this place is finalized.
Well, okay.
So I will start the process and let you know as to when to meet the civil panel. Once they finish examining the land, they shall confirm whether or not it comes under their development project. Meanwhile, you have good amount of time to learn house building from the wonder builders of planet Solance.